Now it's 7:30, time for the man in black to introduce tonight's Fear on Four.
Welcome once more to my house of horror. Last week I told you of a woman driven to despair by the sound of a telephone whose ringing chilled her to the bone. This week it's another sound that chills. The haunting sound of a drumbeat from the past. Our story is set on Salisbury Plain, a place which indeed abounds in strange stories. And the period? Well, the younger man sports a tarred pigtail, and the elder a monstrous tattoo on his arm, which shows Bonaparte hanging from a gibbet, although at the time of my story, Bonaparte himself is still alive and well. Come with me then on a stormy night to Salisbury Plain and to the legend of the dead drummer.
I'd not be to sea on a night like this.
'Tis a fair storm and no mistake.
We should have stuck to the roads. There's little shelter out here on the plain.
Little, he says. There's none as I can see.
Still, he who's soaked to the skin has no fear of a wetting, they say.
That's a sea wetting they spoke of. There's naught to a sea wetting. A land wetting's different.
Surely, man. Look yonder. Ain't that a wave, Faust?
I think it be.
Let's see what it's to tell us, good or bad.
I swear, difficult writing, Matthew. There's numbering figures mixed up in there, too, some
Hush,
wonder...
man, I'm reading. This waypost tells us we're to Lavington this way, and devises that.
What do t'other arms say?
The writing's worn quite away there, but the figure says 1 mile.
It must be worth a man's labour to reach it if it's signposted so. An inn, do you think?
You never know in these parts. They're just as likely to signpost a pond or a swamp or somebody's grave as any hostelry.
What were that sound?
Aye?
That noise, then.
I heard noise.
There it is again.
Aye, I heard it.
Was it?
T'were thunder, plain and simple.
It were him, Matthew.
It were thunder, I say.
And he's coming closer.
Then step out, man, for God's sake. Thunder or bogey, man. I want to be under cover when it do come.
Wait, Matthew. Matthew, wait!
There. If that ain't the best sight I ever did see.
Is anyone home, do you think?
It's an inn, man. Bound to let us in, whatever the hour.
Oh, that's true enough for town. It's different here. Lonelier, see. What if we was robbers, Matthew?
Shh, hush, man. I'll try the door.
What I tell you, there's no one at home.
Wait.
What's up, Matthew?
A light. Up there at the window. Let me do the talking.
Do it and welcome.
Who's below?
2 travellers, soaking wet.
I can see that much. Where you from?
From the walls, indirectly.
What are you doing on Salisbury Plain, I said tonight?
To answer you truly, landlord, we was getting lost.
Well, you're not the first to stray off the paths. So shall be the last.
May we rest here a while? Take some ale? Share your fire?
I'll come down.
What did I tell
What's
you?
What's the clock, Matthew?
No way of telling. Landlord looked bound for bed.
Are we money enough to stay here?
We'll talk about that. Keep your mouth shut up on your fancies. Don't say a word, you understand? Whatever it is out there, it's not what you think.
But I...
You heard the voice of the storm, nothing more. Now, is she?
Very well, Matthew.
Come in.
Thank you kindly, landlord.
And your friend?
Very well. Hi, hi.
It's bitter, truly.
I trust we did not disturb your rest or wake the mistress of the house.
There's no mistress. I live here alone. I went to bed betimes thinking there'd be no one foolish enough to walk abroad on such a night.
Well, you reckoned without us, didn't you, Billy boy?
Aye, aye, Matthew.
You're a sailorman, do I take it?
Correct in every detail, landlord. Was it the aye-aye gave us away?
No, there's other clues.
Huh?
Your collar is stained with tar. Your trousers is bows up together and guiltless of braces. And besides, you have that pigeon-toed step of nautical men. And I'd wager your friend's a marine. A jolly.
By God, landlord, but you're a marvel and no mistake. How could you tell that?
I can't rightly say. There's simply something about him that savours more of the pipe clay than the pitch.
Hear that, Billy boy?
I do, Matthew.
But place yourself by the fire, gentlemen. Go on. I'll poke it into life again. You'll be requiring a jar directly, I'm sure. I'll fetch it for you, and then I'll go and warm your bed.
Landlord.
Aye?
You'd best say what this is costing hard cash, for we're wandering men, and though the king be dear to us, we don't carry his picture to any great extent.
I do what I can for those who has fought for their country.
That's right civil of you, sir.
Not civil, no. But most of us who stayed behind, safe behind doors, has cause to thank them as went to fight in the wars. And put old Boney where he belongs. My inn door will ever be closed to such as you and your friend.
You hear that, Billy?
Huh? Today you're gone.
What the kind gentleman said, ain't that a Christian spirit that he has on him?
That's for certain, sure, Matthew.
Is he ill, your companion? He looks powerful, pale.
Not ill, bless you, sir. Simply tired with the journey.
Ah. Well, I'll mull up some ale. That'll want to suit you best. There it is. See to your friend, why don't you?
Aye, that I shall. Come, Billy. Come sit beside me.
Storm's getting closer.
What are you doing to cry out like that? This man will warm us and feed us, don't you understand? Don't have him question us.
What's there to say?
What's there to say, say you? One thing's for sure, your lullers choose those things to say that folks want to hear the least. Do you think landlord would be so anxious to please if he knew what sort of man he had under his roof?
Matthew! Don't put a name to her.
Then don't be so free to take the name upon yourself.
What? Murderer?
No, no one could call you that.
Some would.
You can't stop him. Who then would say it?
He.
Who?
He with a drum.
There's no drum, damn you. What do you hear is thunder.
Aye, thunder, but beat upon a drum.
Nothing of the sort.
His snare drum. Isn't that what you call it? A right tight little side drum what sits at a lad's hip?
You know well enough.
I do that. And I know, too, that that's the sound I do hear.
Say you.
Not thunder.
Are you so sure? Listen. Thunder.
A drum.
Rattling the shutters and the windies and the sashes.
A drum.
Thunder, I tell you.
Are you mad, Matthew?
Are you?
I am, I reckon I am, for I hear that drummer boy coming closer, ever closer out there over the plain. He's after me, sure.
It's the sound of your own conscience, I'm thinking.
Who taught my conscience to play the drum?
Now there. Oh, this is a warrior. Hey, look, fresh malt.
Thank you kindly, landlord.
You're most welcome.
Will you keep us company here by the fire?
Gladly.
Billy, come away from that window. Sit yourself down.
Very well.
Oh, a good brew that, ain't it, Billy boy?
Aye. I'm glad it pleases you.
It does, don't it, Billy?
Aye.
I'm passing to a drop myself.
I don't blame you one jot.
You put life into the dead, it wouldn't.
Hush, man, sit down.
What do you mean?
Hush, I say.
Life in the dead, what do you mean by that?
Out of now, my soul.
You heard him, Billy. He meant nothing by it.
Very well.
And sit down, do, and beg his pardon.
Pardon, my lord.
Granted. Right, lad. What thought you I meant, though, sir?
Nothing. He thought nothing. That's a fault in him.
Matthew.
He will speak before he thinks.
Yes, so I can see. Unless he's out with those great hands of his, I shouldn't wonder. I'd not like to be at the end of his temper.
Well, I tell you square, landlord, he's gentle as a lamb.
To you, perhaps, but you surely have the measure of him.
Well, we've been shipmates, see.
They say that you really get to know a man, a shipboard.
I know him like a brother. He's nervous now, but he'll be better directly.
See him start when the thunder rolls.
Simply his way.
Why, he's as pale as a ghost.
I do hear him, Matthew. Pale as a ghost. Ain't that a good
one? Hush.
What's his meaning?
He's tired. He's walked far today.
We're no further than you. We're shipmates, sure.
I measure him pace for pace.
And there's another reason for his fancy.
Fancy? What fancy?
The drummer boy, damn you!
Matthew, you said there were no
drummers. No! Billy!
What drummer boy is it?
It's nothing. A dream he has.
It's more than a dream, I can tell. I can tell.
Tell him the tale, Matthew.
You want me to?
Aye.
Your friend's right, you know. If there's something bothering him, it's best to have it out in the open.
It's an ordinary enough tale.
Tell him, Matthew.
It's your tale rightly.
Tell him!
Billy here weren't all as a jolly. He started out as a soldier and a good and corporal, and you know.
Sergeant.
See, sergeant. Well trusted, seemingly, and when a job came up for a good, stout, reliable, sober fellow, Billy'd be chosen.
He's an air about him, I grant you.
One day there's a command for him to take a charge of weight to a detachment a dozen mile away or more. A regimental pay, no less. Another gear, packed onto a string of mules. A
grave responsibility.
Billy was up to it. But he needed a companion for the way. They chose the young drummer boy to go with him, for he could sing like a bird and play and jest and while the time away.
Brand were his name. Abel Brand.
Go on.
You don't want me to tell it, Bill?
No.
Well, they paused by the way in a little wood, was it?
That's right, I.
Under some trees to keep the sun off their heads while they shared a rough meal, for this was in warmer climes than ours.
Bread and cheese and water from the brook hard by.
And this is what makes the tale. There were bandits in them parts.
Bandits?
Who roved in bands, robbing travellers.
Will they not touch a soldier in uniform with a gun about him, surely?
That's the hard part for Billy there, being warm, as I said, and the rest being due.
He slipped a rifle off his shoulder.
Leaned it against a rock, took off his belt with a bayonet, rested it down.
And then they struck.
They did.
I can still hear his cries.
And they killed him, the drummer.
Spit him on their swords, the heathens.
Your shipmate there?
Fought like the deuce, but there were too many.
I ran.
Don't take it bad. You're no coward, Billy.
I ran, I tell you.
No reason you shouldn't. Not if the lad was dead.
Oh, he was dead, all right. Only question is...
What?
Why don't he stay so?
The thunder still troubles you, huh?
Thunder, you call it?
What else would you have me call it? I know no other word.
Thunder, indeed.
He's only trying to help me.
Kill him to...
Watch it.
Make it stop.
Well, there's many tales of folk trying to pose over the weather, and not one of them but looked a fool for his pains. Don't worry, man. Storm will flow over soon.
But he'll still be there.
Billy, no!
Brad! Angel Brad!
It's all of a tremble. Look.
Do you not see him? There! He's so proud and sniffing his mark. Do you not see him?
Come on, sit down. If you can't see aught out there in this pitch, you're better than I. A drummer boy, indeed.
I saw him, I saw.
Oh, very well, so you did.
Scared.
Well, there's none likes to see a sprite. But what harm should this one wish you?
He's come for me, that's what.
Nonsense, man.
Him and his damnable drum. He's come with his rattle plan to take me down to hell.
What talk is this?
You did him no harm, Billy.
Indeed you did not. And I tell you, ghosts is many things, but they always have a logic to what they do.
They'll not carry you off for no reason, I promise you.
Is it reason you want?
Put your mind at rest, sir.
Reasons?
You did all that you could for him, seemingly.
Aye, all that a man can do for another.
What means he by that?
He nothing. He's wandering.
You don't know they are. Neither on you do. But he do. You can't fool a drummer boy. You can't fool young Abel Brown.
Why should we wish to?
Oh, Matthew. You're like a brother to me. You take care of me because you think I'm something cracked, but I've a knowledge in my soul you never even dreamed of.
There he goes again.
Best take no notice.
Aye. Why stir things up? Everyone's happy the way things are. No one wants it changed, do they? Huh?
Of course not, Billy.
Wrong, Matthew. He do. You hear him now?
No, I hear thunder.
And?
The ensign swinging, the rain lashing the wall.
That drum, for God's sake, that drum.
He's powerfully troubled.
He's been like this afore, best to humor him.
Do you not hear it?
I hear it, sure. Landlord.
I too, I.
Huh? Tap to his rhythm, then.
I have not the skull.
Matthew.
Nor I.
Liars, you hear nothing.
I told you what we hear. You balked to believe it.
He's outside now. He's come as far as he will. Now, he will wait.
For what?
For me. 'Tis only my fear protects me now, for it keeps me awake, and he'll not take me open-eyed.
He's a heavy conscience, your friend.
Ah, seemingly.
He'll wait till my eyelids droop, then sneak in by the chink of a casement, then off with my soul like an old sea vest, and jump out the window they go together.
Answer me, sir.
Aye, landlord?
Tell me true. What wrong did you do, young Brandt?
What wrong? Did he not tell you he ran off and left him to die?
That's not all.
No?
No.
There's maybe a detail or so I left out.
Billy, take care.
No point in denying. I left him, it's true.
But how?
In a coward's way.
How?
With no thought but for my own safety and...
How?
With a 6-inch of steel in his ribs.
Who put it there?
I did.
You murdered him? With a 6-inch steel in his ribs?
Aye.
The bandits played no part in it?
There never was no bandits.
You stabbed him in cold blood then?
Oh, Billy boy.
I had to, don't you see? He had a secret.
You killed to learn this secret?
No.
Why then, why?
So that others would not learn.
Was it so terrible?
Terrible in its consequence. In itself, quite ordinary.
What? What was it?
A knowledge. A knowledge of what I intended.
Oh, Billy,
intended?
Oh, ain't it obvious, man, to rob the mules of their packs, take the money and what else of value? Wave goodbye to the flag. Not so foolishly, the flag waves back.
He refused to act with you. Young Brand.
Well, he were young. He couldn't see the necessity of it. He'd not endured it all the same time as I. He were green.
So you cut him down?
Oh, not just like that. I had qualms. And to spare. Don't make me out a mindless beast.
You slew him in cold blood.
Oh, your words, mister, but tain't so. The blood pumped hot in my veins. This here in my brow has not done throbbing since. But I couldn't let him go. Don't you see? He'd have told all.
What difference would it have made? They'd soon know enough that when their money gone, wouldn't need a young lad to tell them.
He told them more dead than alive.
Oh, that's true, landlord. That's very true. I tell you someone else. He still does. He still tells them all they want to know. Don't you hear? Quiet, you demon. If I can kill you once, I can kill you twice. I got the knife here still, see?
Mercy on it.
Put it down, Billy.
Never. I own on to this always. I had it all the time I lived in the hills with a deserter's bounty on my head. Then when I... What happened next?
Get your queen, you're going
to fight. Oh, let me be. I mustn't close my eyes, do you see? I mustn't close my eyes.
You can't fight nature, man.
Oh, can I so? Nature created Abel Brand, I think, yet I reversed the process. So then I...
Steady, old friend.
Then I come home. Some of the money remained, see? I drank it away. The wee drummer, you see. He never let me rest. I drank one night in a bar with sailors. Well, the press, they come and took me. I didn't care. They were soldiers, see, young Brand. At sea, I was safe.
He didn't follow you to sea?
Never. He's a land demon only. Now the wars are done. Hard to find a ship. Hard to find...
What, Billy?
Rest.
He's done in.
It's a fit, eh?
So you just wore himself out. A bad conscience can do that to a man.
Yeah, well, come on, brisk him up to bed.
You don't mind?
No, we've got no choice. Well, we can't turn him out the door, can we?
You believe in the demon?
I don't believe nor disbelieve. It's better thus. Here, take his legs and pick that knife of his up. It gives me the creeps. Here, get him upstairs. Go this way. Shoulders first. He's a big fellow, your friend, and strong.
That he is, and a useful man in the rigging.
A fearful thing a man's conscience is when it sours.
True, landlord, true.
Careful now, careful. You had no knowledge of this?
None, I swear. But I did know...
What?
Why, he was subject to dreams and terrors, and at once he'd been rich.
He pays for all fortune in the end. This way with him.
Big bed there. All right.
just noticed.
What did you notice?
Thunder stopped.
Aye, for present. But nothing's to be read by that. All thunder stops sometime. Go on gently now.
Right. Stay there.
That's it.
Shall I take your shoes off?
Better.
His eyes is closed.
Well, that's natural.
He didn't want them closed. Put him in mortal fear.
Not we can do. You can close the eyes of the dead, but you can't open the eyes of the living. What are you doing?
His jack.
He won't need that. Asleep.
He likes to have it always under his pillow.
It won't do him any good. If there's a demon, indeed. Not gone, seemingly. Not yet.
There, Billy. There's your knife to keep you safe.
Come on. Come on. Let him be. A charm would work better than a knife, I'm thinking.
You have one?
I don't believe in him myself. Not to any great extent, you know.
But you have one.
A dolly somewhere? Aye.
Could he have it?
Huh?
Just for tonight.
I suppose so, aye. Where is it now?
There. Over the bar. Store, that's it.
Farmers and folk to set great store by these.
This is quaintly woven.
But do not you stir. I'll take this up and put it by his bed. Against the sprite.
He don't believe in charms. He nails one up on a beam. And I don't believe in spirit drummer boys. Yet I use them right enough. My stars, there's no mistake. He's going away. He's going away. Abel Brand. April Brand, he's leaving, sure. But why? Because of the charm, or because his work is done? Oh, my God. Landlord! What's the matter?
Too late. The wee drummer got there first, seemingly.
What do you mean?
His throat is cut. From ear to ear. With his own knife.
Billy! Do you not go up there? It's not an instructive sight.
I've been in battle, man. I've seen the worst can happen.
There's not the blood, nor the smiling cut I spoke of.
But the expression on his face. I'll not forget that as long as I live.
Wasn't an easy job, you see. All peaceful looks like he went in his sleep.
He did go in his sleep, poor lad.
Hey, what's that?
I beg pardon, Undertaker. I was admiring your mystery.
Oh, well, take a last look-see then. I'll nail him up anon.
Yeah, do it straight away, if you please. All my prayers is said.
Yeah, they do say of all men, sailors is the quickest of prayer. Have to be, I reckon, if a great wave or a great fish be coming at you.
Undertaker?
Aye.
I had to tell you this, that neither he nor I had sufficient funds to see you paid. Leastways, not as you deserve.
None could pay that much, son.
I mean, we have no.
That's no worry to me.
You surely didn't come here out of charity.
Oh, no, not for charity. No, charity is a little used word in my trade.
Then who shall pay you?
I'm paid.
Explain yourself.
The innkeeper saw me right.
The landlord here?
He's a soft-hearted one, is Jed. And powerful generous to such as have worn the king's uniform.
Aye, that we've learned for ourselves.
He had a son, a little lad he lost in the wars. Reckon he thinks he owes it to his memory to care for the military, so to speak.
The little lad?
Killed in action. They say old Jed's hair turned colour overnight. Drummer boy, were.
Jed?
Landlord here. Jed Brand.
Aye, such is my name. Scared you, did I?
Here, work's not done. I'll just tie him down.
You seem in a cheerful mood, Undertaker.
Why not? It's not my friend lies there.
Farewell, then. Oh, and thank you.
Oh, any time, Jed Brand. Walk on your own neck.
Well, sir, I could wish your stay had been a happier one. It's bad for an inn when two arrive for the night and one departs in the morning.
He called you Brand.
Why not? I mean, that's my handle, as they say.
That's what the lad was called, Brand. Abel Brand.
It's a common enough name.
Is it?
Oh, aye, in these parts, aye. What's troubling you, sir? Well, you've gone powerful pale.
When you went up to Billy's room with the charm...
That my boy lured his killer here? And I cut his throat? Is that what you're thinking?
Why not? You had cause enough.
I'll tell you why not. Because I'm an innkeeper, that's why not. I'm proud of my calling. We have standards, we landlord folk. Murder, as I think you'll agree, sir.
Well... Say on, damn you. Say on.
Murder, sir, is the most fearful breach of hospitality. Most fearful.
Murder isn't always a breach of hospitality, of course. Otherwise, you wouldn't allow me into your home each week with my... Tales of Terror. In the tale you've just heard, the part of Matthew was played by Ray Smith, Billy Boy by Christian Rotzka, and the landlord by Glyn Houston. The undertaker was David Buck, who also wrote the story based on one of the Inglesby legends. The Dead Drummer was directed by Martin Jenkins, and I am Edward D'Souza, your man in black, inviting you to listen next week to the nightmare story of The Dispossessed Daughter.
Well, our play on Thursday afternoon is on a rather lighter note, despite its title. It's John Brown's Body.
Another scone, Your Majesty.
I have already eaten two.
Three, but I wasn't counting, ma'am.
John Brown's Body, a play by John Graham, with Donald MacKillop as John Brown and Hilda Schroeder as Queen Victoria.
Last night I wrote in my journal, Balmoral Castle is my own dear paradise. And my wise counsellor and friend John Brown helps make it so.
But not everyone is enamoured of the Queen's wise counsellor.
Imagine life in the royal household without John Brown.
There would be no more unseemly quarrels. Yes. We could sit at the dinner table without having to tolerate his incessant belching.
No, Lord Charles, I fear the unpleasant peasant is here to stay.
Unless...
And so begins a tale of intrigue. With a hint of scandal.
Brown, why are you lying on the floor?
Why are you in your underwear?
A touch of romance.
I couldn't help it. I have a wee weakness for men in kilts.
And an air of mystery.
Mr. Brown, what do you and the Queen do in the library every Wednesday at 6 o'clock?
The story of John Brown's Body, a comedy, featuring the redoubtable John Brown, and, of course, Her Most Gracious Majesty, Queen Victoria.
Oh. Oh, we are amused.
And we hope you'll be amused on Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Back to tonight, and just before our next programme, some bad news, I'm afraid, for drivers heading west on the M4 in Berkshire. A serious accident has completely blocked the westbound side of the M4 on the approach to Junction 13, that's the Newbury turn-off. There are already long delays, and it's likely to be at least another half hour before the westbound side is reopened. In the meantime, please find another route if you can. Now on Radio 4, it's time for another edition of Bookshelf with Nigel Ford.